I'm so worried for that boy.
Joe's gonna be okay.
She was everything to him.
Jack's gonna step up. He's a good man.
But he's never had to be a father before. I don't think he understands, Joe.
Some other boys stand by a buffet table.
How long did Elizabeth work there?
5 years?
No, I think it was 6.
What do you think was in the coffin?
Jesus, shut up.
I'm just saying, because of how she died. You guys weren't wondering that?
No, I'm eating macaroni salad.
I was wondering about that, too. I heard it crushed her completely.
Steel beam? Those things weigh a ton. Literally.
I don't know how you guys can eat.
Try a turkey roll and you'll discover how.
Loose, get out!
Get out.
Joe? Have you seen Joe?
Bet Joe's not going to want to do my movie anymore.
Why?
Why do you think why? The story. It's about the living dead.
His mother's not a zombie.
But she's dead, shithead.
These turkey rolls are pretty good.
Told you.
An American 1970s yellow coupe with a black vinyl roof pulls up outside the house. From the swing, Joe watches as a good-looking man with shoulder-length blonde hair gets out of the car and walks towards the house. The man, Lewis, glances round at Joe before adjusting his hair and going on into the house. Joe watches as his dad, Jack, bundles Lewis outside. Jack, a dark-haired man of about 40, shoves Lewis into the back of the police car on the drive. He looks up and sees an apprehensive Joe watching him.
Joseph, I'll be home soon.
He gets in the patrol car and drives it off with its lights flashing. Joe watches as it disappears up the road. He looks back down at the locket he's holding and snaps it shut. A black screen with a white caption, 4 months later. Excited pupils spill out of Lillian Middle School as it closes for the summer holidays. A sign says, "Have a great summer." Bicycles are taken out of a bike rack, and Joe is amongst the throng of pupils. One of the boys from the wake, Charles, comes over to him.
Oh my god, that was the longest day ever. Here,
what's this?
New scene, check it out.
Detective Hathaway has a wife now?
I don't know. I think it might make a better movie. I need a better storyline and production value.
Hey guys, Martin barfed all over his locker today. It was the grossest one yet.
Oh my god, shut up.
So who's gonna play the wife, Jen?
No way, I told you what she did with my top hat.
What wife?
Alice Daynard.
Joe looks shocked.
I was returning that book on codes and ciphers. She was in the silent reading section, and I asked her if she'd play Hathaway's wife.
Wait, you talked to Alice Daynard, really?
You're not supposed to talk at all in the silent reading section. Shut up.
It's the silent reading. She said yes, we're filming tonight, and she's driving.
Driving where?
A Super 8 movie. In it, one of the boys, Martin, is playing a detective character, another, Carrie, a zombie. Martin pulls a gun, but Carrie knocks it from his hand. They tussle and Martin shoves Carrie back onto some spikes on the wall, impaling him. Blood spills from Carrie's mouth. Joe and Charles are watching it.
That was a really good zombie murder.
Yeah, but it's not a story yet. Older kids are entering this film festival, 15 and 16-year-olds. With better stories and cars and production value,
Charles,
I've got nothing.
Dinner.
I'm coming! There's this article I want you to read. It explains everything about stories.
I just don't understand how the wife helps make it a story.
Jesus, what I've been explaining. That scene we're filming tonight where the wife is telling the detective that she's scared for him, that she loves him.
I can't believe you talked to Alice Daynard.
Charles, come on, move it.
I'm coming!
And wash your hands this time.
So when he investigates the zombie stuff, you feel something. You don't want him to die because they love each other. That makes sense?
Alice Daynard, that's awesome.
You're impossible.
Charles, now!
God, Mom, I'm coming! Midnight, okay? Don't forget.
I won't forget.
Read this.
It's not fair that I can't go to Wendy's. Every single person will be there except me.
Well, then every single person can tell you how it was.
Move the puzzle, get the napkins.
Mom, it's your turn to babysit.
Why can't I switch with Charles? Maybe because you crushed Charles' top hat. You ever think of that?
Oh, really? Well, guess what? We're switching.
Oh, really? Because guess what? No, we're not.
Oh, yes, that's enough. Charles, take this to the table. Benji, time for dinner. Hey, Joe.
Night, Mrs. Kasnick.
Take a seat. We have lots of food.
Oh, no, I'm okay, really. Thank you, though. Hey! See you tomorrow, Charles. Later days.
There's always a place for you here, Joe. You know that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Joe goes, and Mr. and Mrs. is doing his hair and going on into the house. Joe watches as his dad, Jack, bundles Lewis outside. Jack, a dark-haired man of about 40, shoves Lewis into the back of the police car on the drive. He looks up and sees an apprehensive Joe watching him.
Joseph, I'll be home soon.
He gets in the patrol car and drives it off with its lights flashing. Joe watches as it disappears up the road. He looks back down at the locket he's holding and snaps it shut.